All right, we'll get to the phones. We got ticket text. It's deadline day. What do you expect from Brad Holmes? What's the bare minimum that needs to happen? Is Za'Darius Smith good enough if that's the move they make? Red in Grand Rapids, good morning. You're on 97.1.
What's going down, fellas?
Good morning.
Hey, doing all right. Cookies, look, man, I just wanted to say you sound like that parent that's comparing little Timmy to little Johnny down the street. Well, they made a trade. How come we can't make a trade? They had different needs than what we had. I do trust in Brad Holmes, but, you know, you're riding that, you're driving that 15-2 bus, baby. You're going to have to just calm down. You sound kind of frantic behind the wheel over there. Brad's going to do his thing. Just be cool. Let's go, Pistons!
And let's go, Pistons. Yeah. Yes.
It does kind of sound like you're starting to swerve a little bit.
These are tense moments when you're chasing a Super Bowl. And if he wants to play up the comparison game, I do think you're comparing yourself to the other contenders. Buffalo traded for Amari Cooper. They didn't complain about, well, the other teams asked too much. The Ravens traded for Deontay Johnson. The Chiefs traded for DeAndre Hopkins. The Vikings traded for a left tackle when theirs went down. What I don't want is, and people are already making excuses for Brad. You don't have to. He'll get it done today. And if he doesn't, you can't say, well, the price was too high. Everybody else is existing and everybody else is paying the freight and everybody else is trading picks to get better. Detroit is a serious contender and should be doing the same.
Yeah. And I mean, what were your thoughts yesterday? Now, again, different position, edge rusher, but not necessarily one that would fit the scheme that Aaron Glenn has in place. When Baron Browning was traded from Denver to Arizona,
it was interesting because both those teams are roughly 500 football teams, but they believe in very different futures for this season. No, I didn't look at him as a natural fit for the Lions. He's a good football player.
No, I mean, I agree, but it's moves like that make you wonder, why isn't it getting done? Minnesota loses a tackle, so they go out and they trade for a tackle.
Yeah.
And that's Jacksonville, a team that I just mentioned. Maybe you're able to, and maybe that was, all of a sudden that trade happens and the light bulb goes on and says, you know what, hey, maybe we do need to give Jacksonville a call, because he's obviously called the Raiders.
Yep.
That was, you know, denied. Maybe they call our old buddy down in Dallas.
Sure.
Jerry, hey, sorry. We didn't really mean to embarrass you on your birthday. But is there any chance Micah Parsons might be on the market? I don't think. I think he's along the same lines as a Crosby or a Garrett.
Yeah.
But yeah, you make the call. If you made the call to the Raiders, why wouldn't you call GM Jerry?
Yeah, get told no. I think Brad Holmes is working the phones. I expect him to do something. And John, you always say this, don't be afraid to be great. So
right.
Then the expectation today is that Brad Holmes will do something to solidify greatness
to
for the city of Detroit. I'm trying to prop you up. You've been riding this thing all along, John.
Yep.
So don't be afraid to be great today. Brad Holmes, do something to be great today. Make this football team even better.
Yeah, and so do I think they probably have in their back pocket Za'Darius Smith? Yeah, I think that one is all but I's dotted, T's crossed.
You think if everything falls through, that's the move they make, and we're at least got that.
Yeah, okay. I think they've got that in their back pocket. And now it is, okay, is there a bigger fish to be had? Is there a combination? Like we mentioned yesterday, maybe it is Za'Darius Smith, along with Ojulari from the Giants. I think adding both guys would be a huge addition to this team. You have one under contract for 2 years. The other one, it's probably going to come at a lesser cost because he's in the final year of his rookie deal. And, you know, or is it Trayvon Walker? What would Trayvon Walker cost?
What do you think? Probably not a day three pick.
You think you'd have to go as high as two?
Gosh, I don't know.
That may be where there's some negotiating going on, and Brad Holmes doesn't want to give up a round two.
And he doesn't have a three, and a future three is not the same. So, yeah, I could see them posturing and playing this out. But you can only let it play out till 4 o'clock.
Right.
I think Za'Darius Smith will be a Detroit Lion tomorrow to answer our question. What do I expect? I expect Za'Darius Smith will be in a Lions uniform at practice this week.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're making a move bigger than Za'Darius Smith. I also am cool with that. I just need to see that there is a move made.
What if, okay, I'm just going to throw you some what ifs.
Sure.
What if it's Ojulari and not Smith.
Okay, that's a guy that's got 10 sack upside.
Yeah.
Even if he's not as good of a run defender,
right.
It's clear this team needs someone on third down, critical game-ending situations to go get the quarterback. And Ojulari, I think the skill set's there.
Yeah, and with the possibility of, since he is in the last year of his contract, you're going to get an opportunity not just to use him for the rest of this season, but you're going to find out, is he a guy that we want in this locker room?
Younger
player. Will he fit the culture and what we need? And if he doesn't fit right away in terms of the culture, I think he fits in terms of being able to pressure the passer. Can the culture that they have set in the locker room bring him in and make him even better because he buys into what the Lions are doing? And now you have that ability to negotiate with his agent long before free agency starts, long before anybody else gets to pick up the phone and start with the legal tampering. That's another value in if they go with Ojulari versus Za'Darius Smith. Now, with Za'Darius Smith, you do get a guy that can be out there every single down.
Yes.
At least can play it. I don't think at 32 you're going to ask him to play every down. He's not going to have the same snap count that Hutch had, but is a guy that can play the run on first down, can be in there on fourth down short, but also is, hey, a third down, can get after the passer.
Texter says, I expect the unexpected from Brad. Something unique is going to happen. Scott in Carlton.
See, I kind of feel that too. That's why I say, is there, and I'm just using Trayvon Walker because that's a name that we're all very familiar with, and I do think that he could be got.
Sure. Yeah, Jacksonville's already moved one piece.
Yeah.
They're clearly selling. Plays the position
and
need.
They
did evaluate him coming out of college. So if they have a favorable view of him, it only makes things more likely.
And if they still believe, which they better, that Trevor Lawrence is their guy at quarterback, they just signed him to a monster contract.
Yikes.
Do they just simply need to go out there and get as many draft picks as possible? Because they're paying their quarterback a lot. Now we need young, cheap talent around him that is going to develop. And we need a lot of it.
Ticket Texter says, come on, Jim. Yesterday they're 15-2. Now they have to make a trade.
It's calling you out.
I think it's an easy lane to be in. Who are they going to play this year that you're afraid of in the regular season? Maybe Buffalo. Maybe that's the loss. But for them to win a Super Bowl, they're going to have to face more mobile, more dangerous quarterbacks. Even in the NFC playoffs, they'll face more mobile and more dangerous quarterbacks. Both things can be true. This team can be really good. They could be great, and they could be even greater with a trade. Don't squander a great opportunity to be a Super Bowl champion. Don't be afraid of greatness, John.
Yep. Do you think they can beat the top QBs in the league?
Yeah.
Can? Yes.
As is.
Can? Yes. Do you not owe it to yourself and those guys in the locker room?
Would you pick them? If they were playing Baltimore tomorrow in the Super Bowl, would you pick them to win?
Yeah.
I think I would too.
Okay. Then you don't have to make a deal.
You don't have to, but you owe it to your locker room, your fan base, and yourself as a great general manager to do everything you can to deliver a Super Bowl.
Do they have to? No. To give them the best opportunity, to put all the chips on their side, to give them the most favorable chance to win a Super Bowl, they make a trade.
See, I think they have to because of the unknown. I'm concerned more. It's not a big name more than I'm concerned about depth. Another injury is going to happen. You're already without Davenport and Hutch. We don't know what's going on with Pascal. They say he's maybe back this week, but that's 2 weeks with something that's undisclosed. Okay? So I don't want to get too speculative here, but there's concern there. I thought they held their own when Pascal played in the game without Hutch. I've seen some troubling things in these games, and I know they've won these games rather easy, but the amount of time that the other quarterbacks have had is just, it's crazy. And James Houston looks awful to me.
Yeah. That has been a question mark for, the entire offseason.
Now, something that hasn't gotten much play is Kaminsky can come back.
And I think it was projected December, right?
Yeah, so probably looking around the Buffalo game. And so there's some of your depth. Can you get to there without making a deal? And there is talk that Hutch would maybe be back for the Super Bowl. So who knows? I mean, you're going to play with – I just think they need a body. I think they need – just because what if McNeil gets hurt? What are you going to do then? Like, you need to get – some NFL bodies in here.
So here's the other thing. If you're starting to try and read the tea leaves, they freed up two roster spots yesterday. Now, one of those is obviously to put J-Mo back inactive. What's the other one for?
Bum, bum, bum.
And so, yeah, I mean, they have
Crosby. Why not? You asked.
Hey, till 4 o'clock hits, it's all on the table.
It's all on the table.
All right, we've got a lot coming up still today. 8:02, Dan Campbell joins the show. We'll get some of his thoughts on deadline day and the way this football team is playing. 7:35, we've asked Brad Holmes to go all in. Will you do the same?
Ooh.
We'll get to it bottom of the hour. 2 Grand Slam at 7:25. It's 97.1.
Hey, why not dive into the best pool in history? Because we got so many great sporting events going on. You can dive into that pool, and you can also watch on a 40-foot-tall, high-definition screen. That is Stadium Swim. There's 6 pools, 3 different levels. It's built for the sports fan. It's built for, especially in the winter, and maybe you want to get some sunshine. You want to be next to the pool. Stadium Swim at Circle Resort and Casino is the place to do it. They've got swim-up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls, and it's a party every single day. Score your perfect game day spot with cozy day beds, private cabanas, or grab a lounge at the center of the action. You can reserve your spot today. It's 365 days of sports, poolside, located at Circa Resort and Casino. It's in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Heather, what's going on in the news?
Well, a large fire at a Southfield apartment complex left one person dead, several injured, and dozens of people displaced. The Southfield Police Department says that the body of a 73-year-old woman was recovered by first responders. There was also 3 people who suffered non-life-threatening injuries, along with smoke inhalation. Fire crews say that they had people from 6 neighboring communities helping to put out this massive fire on Monday afternoon. It's believed that the fire started in a second-story apartment, then quickly spread. It caused the roof to collapse. So obviously caused major damage and destruction to 32 apartments. The cause is still under investigation. The Oakland County Sheriff's Department was called to a local middle school to investigate a threat on Monday. Police were sent to Sachabaugh Middle School in Clarkston, and they say they received a text message through 911 that involved something going on inside the building. Apparently, the message said a friend of somebody at the school had an AK-style weapon inside the building. So, of course, that middle school, along with a neighboring elementary school, were ordered to shelter in place. Authorities investigated. They found the person who sent the message and determined there was no credible threat going on. So that shelter in place was lifted. The kids continued on at school like normal. The incident does remain under investigation, and no word yet if this student will face charges for making a false threat. But it wouldn't surprise me if they did, because it seems like every time this happens, the child is facing charges.
Should.
I agree. Jason Kelce is not proud of how he handled that situation with an unruly fan before the Penn State-Ohio State game. So at the start of Monday Night Countdown on ESPN, he issued an apology.
Yeah, well, that was good.
Yeah, I mean, it goes without saying. The guy that approached him is a total loser. And for Jason, it's owning up to your own, hey, I lost my cool in the moment. I got to be better than that. Total respect to him for owning that
for
part.
For sure.
Of it. Yeah.
I think we were waiting. I knew this was coming. Like, you knew he was going to make a statement and probably apologize, but it's a good thing that he did. And I think we all understand how he was feeling in that moment.
Yeah. Someone comes at your family, your brothers, all that stuff. Yeah.
So on Sunday, there was a Lions fan that went viral for wearing a cheese grater hat at Lambeau Field, right? We all saw it. I saw it on Instagram. You posted a picture of him in your stories.
This guy's incredible.
Yeah. So cameras quickly spotted this guy, who we now know is David Bodine, 35 years old. Anyway, they spotted him in the stands. They showed him several times on the Fox NFL broadcast. So he went viral. He had no idea that this was happening, because he never was once shown on the big screen at the game.
Well, sure, because they were in Green Bay.
Yeah, why would they? But apparently a lot of Green Bay fans actually think his hat is super funny. Like, they appreciate it.
Yeah.
So they were excited to see him. But either way, his phone was blown up because all his buddies were texting him like, dude, you're all over the TV. Anyway, he's kind of sharing a little bit about himself. He grew up in Metro Detroit, lives in the UP currently, near Houghton. His wife is a lifelong Packers fan. Huh. And he said that he has been doing this for years wearing this cheese grater hat along with his wife who wears the cheese head.
Yeah.
Right. And he says he wears it to his in-laws' house because they're also big Packers fans. And he says he got the hat online at a company called Grater Head, which is no longer in business.
No.
Yeah, I'm sure you could...
Someone will have.
Find one or somebody custom will, made yeah, one.
Jump on that opportunity.
Yeah,
sure.
Pretty cool. And he's not sure he'll make it back down
for
on December
game?
5th for another game because it's like a 9-hour drive.
Sure.
But you could do
it. And so the beautiful thing about him being up there is, as you know, we were talking about it at the break, when you're in the UP, even when I was in Petoskey, there are a lot of Packers fans up there. In fact, most people from Wisconsin believe they own the UP.
Oh my gosh. When we go to the cottage and we stop at a store, there's no Lions gear. It's all Green Bay stuff.
Well, and I think that's why they are our biggest rival, because they take over parts of our state.
So I'm like, hey, we're still in Michigan. Where's the Lions gear?
They attempt to.
And I appreciate all our Upers who fight the good fight up there.
Yeah. Like this guy right here.
That's right.
So the majority of Americans aren't getting the sleep they need. No shocker here. Like I'm not getting... I average about 5 hours of sleep a night.
Sure, that's pretty good.
Which is
the best you can do.
It's okay. Yeah. I would like it to be 7, but that's all right. But sleep experts say that the Scandinavian way could help you sleep better. And you might say, well, what is the Scandinavian way? Well, in Northern European countries like Denmark and Norway, couples have 2 duvets. So each person has their own blanket when they're sleeping. And experts say that this is a great way to prevent overheating, which I guess is one of the most common sleep disruptors. And it also stops the fight for the blanket, right? Now, when I saw this, I thought, oh my gosh, this is really cool because I've actually experienced the Scandinavian way. When we went to this like a boutique-y type hotel. I think we were in San Francisco. We walked into the room and the bed was made with 2 duvets, just like this. So each person gets their own blanket. And I'm telling you, it was fabulous. We haven't adapted that to our household, but it was great.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
It makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather be under the same blanket.
Well, you still can.
Yeah.
I mean, but then when you actually close your eyes and go to sleep, you each have your own.
Makes sense. Scandinavian method. You're a Viking, so this is why you...
I am Scandinavian. Yes. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yes.
It's your people.
Your people with this invention.
Yes, I agree with it.
All right, let's get to the 2 Grand Slam.
All right, guys, I'm excited to give away some money. We all know the rules. 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. We're going to give away $25 for each question answered correctly. And we're going to give away $2,000 if somebody can answer all of them correctly. Let's see who's going to give it a try.
Jack in Novi.
Jack, good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
How's it going?
You know what? Me and my boys listen to this on the way to school every Tuesday and Thursday, and my son dialed in without me knowing and handed me the phone.
So, awesome!
Let's go.
All right. An assist. What's your son's name?
Luke.
All right. Luke, well done.
Yeah, I like it. All right. So good luck. You know the rules. If you don't know answer, pass. And if there's enough time, we're going to get back to it. So use your time wisely. Your time is going to start as soon as I start reading the question. So here we go, Jack. Who did the Kansas City Chiefs play last night?
Pass.
Donald Trump defeated this Democratic candidate in the 2016 election.
Hillary Clinton.
Barack Obama defeated this Republican candidate in the 2012 election.
Pass.
Who did the Detroit Pistons play last night?
The Lakers.
This team currently leads the NFC East.
NFC East, Washington Commanders.
This team won the 2024 men's NCAA basketball tournament.
Pass.
This band had the 1990 hit Man in the Box.
You too.
He played Jack Dawson in Titanic.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Josh Jacobs played at this college.
LSU.
This team currently has the most points in the NHL.
Winnipeg Jets.
Who did the Kansas City Chiefs play last night?
The Chiefs played the Buccaneers.
It was late. The Buccaneers,
too
but
late.
Yes.
Yeah, we got you with 5 by my count. Is that
correct? That's not bad.
Yeah, well done.
You know what? It's thrown into the loop last second here, so I didn't have time to mentally prepare. So
great,
that's
Jack.
All right.
Sometimes that's better.
Yeah,
to
you're
be,
gonna
to be
share
honest.
The winnings with Luke.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to. I don't think that's going to be an option. So.
$125 yeah. bucks. We'll put you on hold. Yeah. Make sure you get paid. Two Grand Slam brought to you by Femininio Law. Let's go through it. The Chiefs played the Buccaneers.
Yep.
Trump defeated Clinton. He got that right. Obama defeated
Romney
in 2012. Who did the Pistons play last night? He had the Lakers. The Commanders lead the NFC East. The team that won last year's men's basketball tournament.
UConn.
The band that had the 1990 hit Man in the Box.
It wasn't YouTube. It was Alice in Chains.
He had DiCaprio as Jack Dawson in Titanic. Josh Jacobs didn't play at LSU, but same conference.
Yeah, Alabama.
That's right. And he did get this one. Points for getting Winnipeg, a hockey question.
I know.
Almost feel like it should be worth twice as much. All right, that's the two grand slam. Coming up next, we've asked Brad Holmes to go all in. Will you do the same? Plus, a cryptic tweet minutes ago from Za'Darius Smith. John loves trying to decipher this.
It's a painful process.
It's 97.1.
Well, guys, the awards just keep rolling in for Dr. Berkowitz at Michigan Hair Restoration. He just won the Macomb Daily's Reader Choice Award for 2024's Best of the Best Plastic Surgeon. So congrats to him. And how incredible is it that Dr. B is right here in Metro Detroit, making it easy to restore your hair by the very best. If you've been thinking about going to see him, you got to go do it now. He'll have you looking younger and feeling more confident with a thicker head of hair. And the sooner you go to see him, the more options you're going to have. Dr. B has the most advanced medical therapies and natural pathways to stop your hair loss and improve thickness. And you know what? These therapies keep getting better and better results for his patients. With treatment plans that fit almost every budget, Dr. B is going to create a custom plan that's just for you. And he guarantees all of his treatments. So call today, mention 97.1, and you'll receive a complimentary natural hair remedy treatment at your consultation. That's $1,000 value. For more information and to schedule your consult, go to MichiganHairRestoration.com.
Dan Campbell joins us at 8:02, Lions head coach. They just keep winning. And today's the trade deadline. A lot of people want to see Brad Holmes go all in. We want to know, are you willing to go all in? The Free Press has a story about the price of Super Bowl tickets. We'll get to that in a second. Za'Darius Smith with a cryptic tweet at 7:13 a.m. this morning, John. Three letters. S. M-H. Shaking my head. What does it mean? Burned his toast this morning? I don't know. Found out he's not going to be a Detroit Lion? Maybe.
Or maybe Cleveland won't trade him?
I don't know. John, shaking my head. We'll take wrong answers only on the ticket text. What does he mean? 248-539-9797.
It's so painful to try and decipher what messages on social media mean.
I would guess that he's shaking his head because he's not traded yet.
So it's nothing definitive.
He woke up this morning.
Yeah.
And it's still not done. That would be, I think, the guess. I hope. The deal fell through and Crosby's to Detroit.
Yeah, this could end up being we didn't get Za'Darius, damn it. And then
Myles Garrett gets out instead of him. You wanted to play the game.
I don't know. I guess our interpretation locally is it's bad news because we want Za'Darius Smith and it sounded like he wants to be a Lion. So him shaking his head means it's not going to happen. It's also 7:30 in the morning and the deadline is not until 4 o'clock. And I don't have any reason to distrust Brad Holmes. What do I gain from saying I don't trust him when all he's done is build a hell of a football team? I expect us to be highlighting a pass rusher maybe today, but definitely tomorrow morning.
He went back on Odyssey Rewind and heard Greg Palm. Who's this?
Shaking my head. Indiana that low? Really? What do they got to do? Super Bowl, okay? Super Bowl tickets. The Free Press has quotes from two different major third-party sites. One has tickets going for $5,347 each. The other has it at $5,800 each for a ticket. We talk about going all in. Lions are 5-1 to win the Super Bowl. They are the heavy favorites in the NFC to appear in the Super Bowl. Are any Lions fans looking at this pricing, knowing if you buy it now, you'll get a deal. Because, John, if the Lions do make the Super Bowl, it's not just going to be the corporate people that buy these tickets. You're going to have the lifelong Lion fan cashing out their 401k maybe to go to this Super Bowl. Do you buy now? Are you all in the way you want Brad Holmes to be all in?
It's a great question because of the price. Like, it's...
So two tickets, about $11,000.
Oh,
some people are spending more than that on their season tickets.
I get it, $11,000, and I understand the historical significance. But you also have to understand the investment. Okay, you make the investment now, and it's $11,000. Not an easy one to cough up. However, do we think the value of that Super Bowl ticket is going down between now and the Super Bowl, whether or not the Lions are in it?
It's going to go up. And think about it. If it's Kansas City, they're going for a three-peat. If it's Baltimore, they finally...
First.
Finally. If it's Buffalo, I mean, hello.
I mean, four times and no gold.
If it's the Lions in Buffalo or the Lions in Kansas City or the Lions in Baltimore, it will be the highest priced ticket of all time. And if even one of those teams is there and it's not the Lions, you could probably sell at a profit if you bought today.
Well,
right?
That's the point. Yeah. And it, say it's San Francisco. They get things right by the end of the year and it's San Francisco. Last bite at the apple for Niners fans, along with whoever is in it on the other side. I think you'd be able to unload those tickets certainly at a small profit, but maybe even make enough to pay for your season tickets next year. But here's the question. If the Lions are in it and you've ponied up $11,000 for Super Bowl tickets, because it's also going to be, I mean, you could road trip, but whether it's road trip or it's a plane ticket, couple plane tickets, it's a hotel room. Hotel rooms in New Orleans, I'm going to be honest with you, I think everybody anticipates, not going to be cheap. You're probably looking at, because the airline tickets aren't going to be cheap either.
Nope. You could drive.
Your total investment is going to be $16,000, $17,000.
Yeah, but it's the Lions in the Super Bowl. I'm curious to hear from people.
Are you then choosing between, if the Lions make it, you got to be there. I'm going to pay the $16,000, but next year I'm not going to renew my season tickets because I got to choose one or the other.
So think about it. Those are the fans most invested in the Lions,
right,
with thousands of dollars to decide.
Are you all in?
Text us, call us, season ticket holders, Lions fans. Have you started to look ahead? We had so much optimism on the show yesterday. Then the Free Press writes this story about Super Bowl ticket prices. Have you taken a peek? How would you react? We also have people responding to the shaking my head.
Yeah.
This one says he probably can't believe the Pistons won last night. Stephen Petoskey, they beat the Lakers. Shaking my head, save me Holmes. Matthew in Fort Wayne.
Oh, I like that version.
Shaking my hiney, an excitement to be a Detroit Lion.
Could be that too.
Let's get to Justin in Bloomfield. You're on 97.1.
Hey, sold my house.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay, I figured you like that one. Number two, no, not going to the Super Bowl, although I'm not a lifelong fan. Maybe if I were, maybe I'd consider it. Three, am I all in? No. However, here's why I say that. I would like them to give up no more than a third rounder, maybe a second rounder, and I'd want somebody who's under contract for at least 2025. I don't want a rental. That's where I'm kind of drawing the line. But I'm driving to work. I'm not Brad Holmes, so what do I know?
So if that's the case, obviously Ojulari would be at the top of the list. Well, not at the top of the list because
he's a free agent.
He's a free agent.
Year.
So yes. You're looking at Za'Darius Smith, Trayvon Walker, or possibly Trey Hendrickson.
Harold Landry would be another name that's got multi-years on the deal. I agree that would be beneficial because then you can pair him up with Hutch after this run. And maybe you'd feel better about giving up a pick knowing they're not going to disappear in 6 months.
Yeah.
Za'Darius Smith took down the tweet.
Oh, he did. Has now since been removed?
Since been removed.
Oh, This
what
page
does that
doesn't
mean?
Exist. Try searching for something else.
Bump, bump, bump.
Well,
I didn't want to waste the breaking news sound around that.
It will live in infamy because
it's the internet.
It's been retweeted.
He didn't know it's him and Garrett. So the first tweet, he knew about Garrett. Then he took it down because it's him and Garrett.
Oh, so he was shaking his head because he thought he was going to be left behind.
Yes.
Yes.
Joe in Highland, you got thoughts? You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I'm going shaking my hand to a new Lions contract.
Oh, we're extending him now.
We're going to, well, I guess we're signing a fresh contract, however you want to word it.
Okay, all right.
And then I'm hoping we pick two guys up today, not just one. I think we might get the Dublé today.
Okay, so we'll take a two for Tuesday. But it's if are you thinking Za'Darius Smith is certainly one of them?
Right, and I'm thinking that the gentleman from the Giants,
Ojulari.
Yes.
Okay,
I like it.
I'd be all for it.
I don't think either one would cost a lot, and if we lose one, who cares?
Right. But if only one of them delivers,
they're not going to want to leave.
Well, you're right about that, too. I think this is a great culture. Za'Darius would have the year plus next year. Ojulari, young enough player. If he performs well, you could, of course, consider a contract extension. And if one doesn't deliver, you've kind of covered your ass a little bit by getting two pass rushers. The Super Bowl.
Well, it's not just two pass rushers. It's also depth. Like, I mean, we understand that there are injuries do happen, right? And we've seen injuries at that edge position. So if Za'Darius Smith is 32, might get dinged up a little bit. He's been reliable.
Yes, thank you for
that. But is it possible to add more depth?
Never enough. Yeah. Chasing the Super Bowl. Ticket Texter says, McDonald's forgot his hash brown, shaking my head.
Yeah, their ice cream machine was broken again.
Shaking my hands as he meets his new Lions teammates. SMH, so mitten happy. He's coming to the mitten state.
So mitten happy.
Texter says, I'm all in. Hotel reservations already booked for New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
Plane ticket purchased. Tickets purchased. Super Bowl 59 champions signed Kyle in a parking lot.
Wow. That would, I mean, I understand the experience would be unforgettable, especially at one, if the Lions are there, but two, if they win it, that's a big investment.
Hey, man, I think you get your money back if you do this, no matter what, if they don't make it. I do.
Oh, sure.
I know Jim pointed out some of the teams potentially. I don't think there's a lose situation here. Because I think even like this, what if the Steelers are for real and they get to the Super Bowl? They haven't been in the Super Bowl in over 10 years. They will buy that ticket.
How dare they?
Tom, I agree with you, but I want to be very careful about telling people this morning, there's no way it could go wrong. Just go spend $11,000. Right, yes, yes, yes. It can't possibly blow up in your face.
No, I'm not. I didn't directly say that.
No, I know. I want to be very careful with people. No,
people who have the resources
to do it.
Right, is that if the Lions don't come through, that you would be able to unload these and recoup at least your investment.
I think that's the case.
Yeah, you would at least get your money back. And I think if the Lions make it, it's going to cost you $15,000 a ticket.
Oh, that's the thing. The ticket price is going to be astronomical. You will have Lions fans who, this is once in a lifetime. It's their entire life. You know, they watch games with their dad. Their dad's no longer here. Or maybe their dad still is, and it's the only chance to go with dad, right? I mean, we heard those stories last year for a single playoff win. A Super Bowl, I think people are going to be taking out money that they don't have to go to that football game. So you could buy it now at $5,000.
Never thought this would happen in my lifetime. I'm going, damn it.
Are you all in? You hear the ticket pricing. You see the way this team's playing. We got phone calls. We got Dan Campbell at 802. It's 97.1.
Hey, the NBA is back. And FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action right now. FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. So maybe you want to see Wemby's second season, see how he's progression. Ja Morant, he's back in action. Just watch him fly. Whatever the reason, if you don't want to miss a moment, place that $5 bet and you're going to get NBA League Pass for 3 months courtesy of FanDuel. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to make every moment more this season and make every moment more. FanDuel is the official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. After 3 month trial, the full price of League Pass will automatically be charged monthly. Cancel anytime. No refunds, terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Knock out as many of these phone calls as we can. The price for a Super Bowl ticket, according to the Free Press, $5,000 a seat. Should only go up. Lions fans are starting to look at New Orleans. We've asked you, are you all in the way you want Brad Holmes to be all in? And John, you brought up a good point. If you're a season ticket holder, it may be not renewing next year.
Because you got to make a choice.
Financially, I mean, not
made
of money.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's no joke. We're talking, would you say, 15 grand, probably all in tow with the flights and hotel and travel and the tickets and fees and everything.
If you have the money to make that investment right now.
If you wait till they're in the Super Bowl, I mean, come on. Heather, as you hear this conversation, if Colin went up to you.
I've been shaking my head this whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
You and Za'Darius Smith.
No. Yeah, exactly. Well, I better stop because he's already stopped. Yeah, maybe.
And in terms of the cost of Super Bowl tickets.
If Colin came up to me and told me he's going to the Super Bowl, he's all in right now, he's going to buy the tickets, buy the flight, buy a hotel. I mean, I would be like running to the bank and putting a hold on our, like, what? You're going to, okay, fine. I could maybe stomach a $5,000 ticket.
$5,000. He's going by himself.
You can go by yourself. But then you got to pay for everything else. And it doesn't stop there because he's going to be drinking and he's going to buy gear and he's going to buy, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's way more things that are going to be added on there. That's an insane
Super
amount
Bowl
of money
swag.
To me.
It is. It's the same to almost everybody.
Send your kids to college. Go to a Lions Super Bowl. Da, da, da,
but
well, let's forget about Brooks. Maybe we'll just send Emily and Hill.
Figure it out, Brooks.
It might only need to be one ticket because spending $5,000 on a ticket, $5,000 plus for you wouldn't
get out.
You wouldn't want to be there for that.
I would
for that price.
You wouldn't get enough out of it.
But if he's going with a buddy, his buddy's going to pay for his own ticket, so he only needs one.
Yep. Okay, and then maybe his buddy can fly him down and pay for his room and buy him all his drinks.
Sure, he's just got to find a pilot.
Exactly.
Okay, so you wouldn't want him to do what David wants to do. David, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Great show, man. I really enjoy it. I'm a displaced Lions fan here in Chicago. Got the Lions flag hanging out in front of my house.
All right, hold tough.
And, Yeah, absolutely. And when I first met my wife, I told her, this is like 25 years ago, I said, hey, if the Lions ever make the Super Bowl, I don't care what it costs, I'll empty my 401k if I have to, we're going. And she's like, okay. You know, that's back when the Lions were terrible. And last year, obviously, did very, very well. And so some friends of mine are going, hey, are you bummed the Lions didn't make the Super Bowl? I go, well, it saved me $40,000 because I would have went to Las Vegas last year in a heartbeat to see them play. I would definitely invest this year. I think they're going. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl this year. I don't care who comes out of AFC. Kansas City, Baltimore, the Buffalo Bills, does not matter. They are a team of destiny this year. They showed it Sunday. They're going to show it again this Sunday. I'm all in on that. And I think today it's Za'Darius Smith or the other guy from Cleveland. I can't think of his name right off the top of my head. Yeah, the Lions are making a move today. They are making a move today. They know they're close. And I know Brad Holmes doesn't like giving up draft picks. I can feel it. He's a great drafter. He values those picks. But I think he also sees how close this team is. And if I was going to say one thing that I didn't like about the Sunday game against the Packers, there was not a lot of pass rush. I mean, they did not get home at all on Sunday, even with him being hurt. And I think the Kirby Joseph play, that was the one time they got home with Anzalone, I think. And obviously, when they get home, they put pressure on quarterbacks and you end up with a pick six out of it. But they're going all the way this year. And for me to miss it, I'm 61 years old. I'm not going to miss this.
David, let me ask you a question.
When I was like 10 years old, I wanted to change my name to Gregory because Greg Landry was quarterback of the Lions. That's how much I have been into the Lions.
Let me ask you a question. Obviously, if you wait till after the NFC Championship game, costs are going to skyrocket. When do you make the decision to make the investment?
Well, I did not hear about these ticket prices until today from you guys. And I think, really, you can sell those tickets on the secondary market if you need to. You're going to make out on something like that. I mean, like I said, last year, those tickets for the Vegas game were 16 grand just to sit in the stands and the nosebleeds.
Makes me
so
sick.
I think you could resell them if you needed to.
Heather's body's going through convulsions hearing this.
It literally makes me sick.
So we have this ticket texture that says, it's why the one seed is so important. I could sell NFC title tickets. I have four of them. I could sell two and still go and use some of that to help offset the cost of going to the Super Bowl. I might have to sleep in my car in New Orleans. Might not sleep for days, but it would be worth it. Signed, Heart of the Lions.
Yes. I mean, find a Walmart parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Get the
Take
job
your
done.
Pillow.
Matt in Hazel Park, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, so two things. One, some people will pay the prices, because remember for the Dallas game, I don't know the guy's name, but his car broke down and he spent $19,000 on a new car just to make it to the Dallas game. So yeah, people will pay those prices. And then Zadarius, the SMA shaking my head. It is shaking my head because I don't like Ohio, but their roads are very nice. And then you get here and you see the roads, and that's why he's shaking his head.
Oh,
God,
okay.
These roads are horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably stuck in traffic somewhere or hit a pothole.
Yeah, I'm sure he's probably already here, just waiting for the announcement later. And, yeah, that's why he's shaking his head, because of these roads.
Well, Zadarius, if you're listening, we're thrilled to have you in the state,
yep.
In the city.
Uh-huh.
We'll be hearing from you later today.
Yep. Call in after Dan.
Lance and Troy, you're on 97.1.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I'm in shock at the prices of these tickets, but I will say I am motivated to go because it's on my bucket list. And I did go to the Super Bowl once with my dad when it was in Detroit in 2006. But I have already made some plans already. I got plane tickets. I used points to go to Detroit Baton Rouge. So that's taken care of. And I've got Marriott points, and I've got a hotel room. So I've got the hotel and the flight taken care of. So now I just got to figure out how to get the tickets.
Okay. So you're making it a little bit more manageable.
He's nudging towards.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Pulling the trigger.
Yep.
Lance, appreciate the phone call.
That's awesome.
This is not uncommon as we're learning. Mm-hmm. Lions are 7-1. They keep winning. There's no adversity that this team can't overcome. Fan base wants them to go all in. Some in the fan base have already gone all in or are making plans to do so.
How many times would you have to plug in to make it all the way?
200 miles at a time, John?
Oh, jeez.
I think I'd rent a car. Or I'd fly. We don't have time to get another call, and I want to make sure we get to Dan Campbell on time. If you guys hang on. We'll keep talking Lions throughout the show, but Lions head coach Dan Campbell's going to join us. Coming up next, it's 97.1.